The Day Star, second article. Date, March 14, 1846. Letter from Sister Harmon, Falmouth, Massachusetts, February 15, 1846. Brother Jacobs, my vision which you published in the Day Star was written under a deep sense of duty to you, not expecting you would publish it. Had I for once thought it was to be spread before the many readers of your paper, I should have been more particular and stated some things which I left out. As the readers of the Day Star have seen a part of what Elohim has revealed to me, and as the part which I have not written is of vast importance to the saints, I humbly request you to publish this also in your paper. Elohim showed me the following. 1 year ago this month, I saw a throne, and on it sat the Father and His Son, Yahshua the Messiah. I gazed on Yahshua's countenance and admired His lovely person. The Father's person I could not behold for a cloud of glorious light covered him. I asked Yahshua if his father had a form like himself. He said he had, but I could not behold it, for, said he, if you should for once see the glory of his person, you would cease to exist. Before the throne was the Advent people, the church, and the world. I saw a company bowed down before the throne, deeply interested, while most of them stood up disinterested and careless. Those who were bowed before the throne would offer up their prayers and look to Yahshua. Then he would look to his Father and appear to be pleading with him. Then a light came from the Father to his Son, and from him to the praying company. Then I saw an exceeding bright light come from the Father to the Son, and from the Son it waved over the people before the throne. But few would receive this great light. Many came out from under it and immediately resisted it. Others were careless and did not cherish the light, and it moved off from them. Some cherished it and went and bowed down before the throne with the little praying company. This company all received the light and rejoiced in it as their countenances shone with its glory. Then I saw the Father rise from the throne and in a flaming chariot go into the Holy of Holies within the veil, and did sit. There I saw thrones which I had not seen before. Then Yahshua rose up from the throne, and most of those who were bowed down rose up with him. And I did not see one ray of light pass from Yahshua to the careless multitude after he rose up, and they were left in perfect darkness. Those who rose up when Yahshua did kept their eyes fixed on him as he left the throne and led them out a little way. Then he raised his right arm, and we heard his lovely voice saying, "Wait ye, I am going to my Father to receive the kingdom. Keep your garment spotless, and in a little while I will return from the wedding and receive you to myself." And I saw a cloudy chariot with wheels like flaming fire. Angels were all about the chariot as it came where Yahshua was. He stepped into it and was borne to the holiest, where the Father sat. Then I beheld Yahshua as he was before the Father, a great high priest. On the hem of his garment was a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate. Then Yahshua showed me the difference between faith and feeling. And I saw those who rose up with Yahshua send up their faith to Yahshua in the holiest and praying, "Father, give us thy spirit." Then Yahshua would breathe on them the Holy Spirit. In the breath was light, power, and much love, joy, and peace. Then I turned to look at the company who were still bowed before the throne. They did not know that Yahshua had left it. Satan appeared to be by the throne, trying to carry on the work of Elohim. I saw them look up to the throne and pray, "My Father, give us thy spirit." Then Satan would breathe on them an unholy influence. In it there was light and much power. But no sweet love, joy, and peace. Satan's object was to keep them deceived and to draw back and deceive Elohim's children. I saw one after another leave the company who were praying to Yahshua in the holiest, "Go and join those before the throne." And they at once received the unholy influence of Satan.